In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All human beings function according to the following process. A thought generates a feeling, and that feeling leads us to action. For example, if I think good, I feel good, and I behave in a good way. While on the contrary, if I think badly, I feel bad, and I behave in a bad way. This is why our way of thinking is so important. This is why our thoughts are so important. That is why St. Paul the Apostle, in his letter to the Romans chapter 12, verse 2, says, "Do not live according to the criteria of the present time. On the contrary, change your way of thinking so that your way of living changes, and you will come to know the will of God, that is, what is good, what is pleasant, what is perfect." This change of our way of thinking, which is going to truly transform our lives, must begin in our memory, because the memory is the main source of our thoughts. Our memory feeds on everything we see, we hear. Let's say in a single sentence, the memory feeds on everything we experience or live. All of this that we experience and live is stored in our memory. It builds our way of thinking and generates our thoughts. For example, if I watch or hear violence through movies, shows, and music, it is most likely that my thoughts are violent. In other words, that in some situations that happen to me in life, I will always want to respond aggressively, either verbally or bodily. On this point, we could use the phrase, "Tell me what you feed your memory, and I will tell you the reason for your anguish, the reason of your fear, the reason of your anger, the reason of your lust, the reason of your distrust," and so on. Something very important to note here is that not all the experiences with which our memory is fed happened voluntarily. There are also experiences that we live that are not done on purpose or are involuntary, but they still leave their mark on our memory. To be able to have a life full of faith, full of hope, full of love, and therefore be happy, to be able in whatever situation or circumstance to always distinguish what is good, what is pleasant, what is perfect, to distinguish God at all times about His love, His mercy, and knowing His will, we must first of all give our memory to God, asking Him to clean it, to restore it, to heal it. All of this is done especially in those moments of intimacy with Him, during prayer with love, when we receive Him in the Eucharist, when we are before Him in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, when we go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. In all these moments are ways to ask Him to heal, cleanse, restore our memory, so He, through His grace, through His Holy Spirit, through His most precious blood, will grant us this blessing, and our memory will be more and more ready to receive the true food, the one that will allow us to have His mentality, allowing us to think like Him and consequently feel and live like Him, following the example of so many saints and of our Catholic Church who has achieved this. This true food is found in His sacred word. And on this point, make sure you have a Catholic Bible. Take care of your faith. Don't allow yourself to be confused or deceived by our separated brothers and sisters. You can also find this true food in the sacraments, especially in the Eucharist, which is the sacrament of sacraments. You can find this true food in each moment of intimacy with Him in prayer, that you pray with love and care, because God is love. You can also find this true food in each moment that allows you to know Him more, because we cannot love someone that we do not know. On this point, please take good care of what you watch or hear. There are many ignorant people who do not care about your soul, but only about themselves. Please remember that God, your Father, who created you, wants the best for you and wants you to be a saint. The will of God is your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. So it is clear that you can be a saint. God wants it, and you? Do not say that you do not have the necessary qualities. Do not say that God has not called you. You have not come into the world by chance. You are not just anyone for God. You are not one more among the millions of men who have existed, exist, or will exist. God loves you with a personal love. He knows you by your first and last name. He always wants the best for you, and he continues to dream wonders in your life. Are you going to disappoint him in his divine plans? Do you think you're worth nothing? Do you think everyone else is worth more than you? You have to fulfill your mission and be a saint, fulfilling your mission with the qualities that God has given you. Do not envy anyone. Do not dream of other missions. Do not feel sad for not having what you would like, humanly speaking. God loves you just the way you are. Do not compare yourself with others, to devalue yourself, or to believe that you are superior. Rise from your ashes and from your sins. Raise your head and look up at the sky. Your Father God awaits you there, and he counts on you to save the world. Be humble and helpful to everyone. Be kind. Try to make those around you happy. Be an instrument of the love of God for others. May love be the supreme rule of your life, and may you, out of love, give your entire life to the service of others. And your Father God will be proud of you and will smile at you in your heart, and you will feel his peace and happiness within you. Do not worry. Jesus awaits you in the Eucharist to help you, and he will never abandon you. The Virgin Mary is your mother, and she watches over you. The saints are your brothers and sisters, and a good angel accompanies you always. If you want to be a saint, you must start by being a good Christian. That means you should never lie, steal, say bad words, or be irresponsible. That supposes a firm decision to avoid everything that offends God and others, and wanting to always be sincere, honest, honorable, responsible. Once you are on the right track and you want to love God above all things, you should not worry about not seeing important progress, because sanctity is a gift from God that you should humbly ask for every day. Do you ask for it truly and sincerely? But don't ask for a certain kind of sanctity, be it with mystical gifts or without them, with good health to work or with illness, with important positions or without them. Let God choose the kind of sanctity he wants for you. He knows you and loves you. Let yourself go without conditions and invoke your patron saint. How important it is to have a patron saint to invoke with devotion and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.